Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State Tillerson holds bilateral talks in India. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson pledged close cooperation with India in the fight against terrorism as he visited New Delhi for talks Wednesday with Indian officials.
The United States supports India's emergence as a leading power and will continue to contribute to Indian capabilities to provide security throughout the region. In this regard, we are willing and able to provide India advanced technologies for its military modernization efforts. This includes ambitious offers from American industry for F-16 and F-18 fighter planes.
Speaking at a news briefing alongside India Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj, Tillerson said the United States has boosted its commitment to Afghanistan as well as the peace and stability in the wider South Asia region. RAND Corporation analyst Rafiq Dosani said Pakistan, which views India as its greatest threat, supports insurgencies it views as countering New Delhi's actions in Kashmir and Afghanistan.
America is not much concerned about what happens in Kashmir as long as it doesn't lead to a nuclear war between the two countries. But with American troops and interests in Afghanistan, this is of great concern.
Tillerson's schedule on Wednesday includes a meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In Kenya, the country's Supreme Court was unable to hear a petition to delay Thursday's presidential election rerun, citing a lack of a quorum. Tuesday, more sounds of political protest. Thousands of opposition supporters marched in Kisumu to election board offices. Opposition leader Raila Odinga is boycotting the vote, charging election officials are incapable of ensuring a free and fair vote. This is VOA News. Russia used its veto in the UN Security Council yesterday to block a resolution extending the mandate of the investigators probing chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Michelle Seeson is the deputy U.S. UN ambassador.
The United States deeply regrets that one member of this council vetoed this text, putting political considerations over the misery of Syrian civilians who have suffered and died from the use of chemical weapons.
The investigating team is expected to make public a report on Thursday that could identify those responsible for a deadly April 4th attack in the rebel-controlled town of Khan Sheikhoun in the southern Idlib province. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman announced yesterday creation of a $500 billion plan to build a business and industrial zone to be powered exclusively by renewable energy and covering more than 26,000 square kilometers. The prince also pledged a more moderate an open Saudi society. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal says it reflects two changing realities.
One, the fall in oil prices or the moderation in their increase has tended to create a situation where economic balance and maintenance of what you may call a rentier state has become more and more difficult, number one. Number two, which is even more important, is that over time there has been a major demographic change.
He said Saudi society is becoming radically younger and more exposed to Western influences. The Chinese Communist Party revealed Wednesday its new decision-making Politburo Standing Committee after handing President Xi Jinping another five-year term. Aside from Mr. Xi, Premier Li Keqiang is the only other name to retain his post. The other five were replaced, including Xi ally and anti-corruption chief Wang Qishan. The late German-born physicist Albert Einstein's theory on happy living, handed to a hotel boy in Tokyo on his way to collect his Nobel Award in 1922, fetched $1.3 million at a Jerusalem auction on Tuesday. Gal Wiener is CEO of Winners Auctions and Exhibitions.
Einstein is a worldwide personality. It's somebody that interests not just scientists. Basically, there is no kid in the world, I guess, that doesn't know who's Albert Einstein.
Einstein, who discovered the theory of relativity, simply wrote a calm and modest life, brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant recklessness. Powered by strong corporate earnings and forecasts, the benchmark U.S. stock index, the Dow Jones, advanced Tuesday nearly 168 points to close at 23,441. That's a record high close. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.